Republican Charisse Millett has a District 30 trend going for her. Before Kevin Meyer first won the seat in 2000, Republican John Cowdery represented the area. But Democrat Linda Zaugg thinks the district is ready for a party change. So do her backers, who, according to Zaugg's October 6th campaign summary to the Alaska Public Offices Commission, had donated over $60,000. Millett's APOC report for the same date showed just under $55,000 in what has become a high-profile state House race. Zaugg spent 30 years in law enforcement and retired in 2002 as the statewide director of probation and parole. She has since become a realtor. Millett worked 25 years in the state airline industry, traveling to various parts of Alaska. Most recently, she was a staff member in the state legislature. Millett says her door-to-door campaigning has revealed a trio of constituent concerns.
The three things that I hear the most at the door, energy, the economy, and education, the three E's.
Millett says the education and energy E's often focus on home heating bills and the high school graduation rate. The third involves state fiscal responsibility and planning.
They're worried about how the state is going to balance the budget. Now that oil has passed down below the $80 mark and it's down hovering somewhere around $65.
Millett says with oil prices below the state's budget estimate, District 30 voters are asking her a common question.
What are you going to do as a legislator to balance our budget? That is going to be an issue that we're going to have to face. What can we do? We have to make government smaller. We need to be more efficient. We really need to take a look at how we're governing and what's important, what's working, and help those programs that are, and then discontinue the ones that maybe aren't making the grade.
Zaugg, too, lists budget concerns on her website. She wants a responsible fiscal plan that fairly balances the needs of all Alaskans.
Right now, our funds come from gas and oil, so we have to be willing to figure out what's needed to be able to help the industry move forward. But we also have to then turn around and figure out how we help our people move forward all across the state. And that's everything from education to transportation to buildings to trying to figure out ways to diversify the economy.
Zaugg says the state must have a long-range fiscal plan.
If you don't have a plan, you spend all your time floundering around and you may get some things done here and some things done there, but you don't get things done on a long-range basis.
In a recent appearance on KSKA's Running, the two sparred over Millett's legislative staff service, which was predominantly for Representative Vic Coring. Coring was convicted this year of public corruption in his association with the oil field company, VECO. Millett says she concentrated on preparing and promoting legislation and was unaware of any activities associated with the conviction. In a second matter, Millett wanted to know Zaugg's position on the defeated legislative attempt requiring parents be notified if their minor-age daughters were seeking an abortion. Although Zaugg was not in the legislature, many Democrats voted against the legislation. Millett says the legislation was a matter of parental rights, not an anti-abortion issue, and that children could be legally protected if necessary. Zaugg responded that various medical situations within highly dysfunctional families could necessitate avoiding parental notification. She described herself as pro-choice, pro-family, and pro-child. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.